In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. This gospel reading that we heard, it opens with the disciples picking grains of wheat. And while it lines up very well with the blessing that we will be doing for St. Theodore, we're going to be doing a blessing of the wheat before the memorial service today, because St. Theodore is the great martyr that we commemorate today. And this gospel is read not just because of his miracle. The miracle that we were talking about was that there was an attempt to pollute the fasting foods of the Christians. But St. Theodore appeared in a dream to a hierarch and said that people should consume the wheat rather than those foods, going to the market to buy those foods. And so this is a miracle that the Lord worked through St. Theodore, the great martyr. And this is what we commemorate today. This is why we have a blessing of the Koliva in addition to the memorial service. It's also very beautiful to do a memorial service during a memorial of a saint, to know that the Lord brings all of us together as one church. But why wheat? You know, the hymn about St. Theodore in called the Dismissal Hymn, the one that comes at the end of Vespers, and the one that we said at the small entrance, the Apolitikion, it says that he was offered to the Trinity as sweet bread. And so this gospel reading is read sometimes for other martyrs as well. Saint Ignatius said a beautiful thing before his martyrdom, and he said, "I am the wheat of God, and I'm about to be ground up to become part of the bread of life." And what a hopeful message that is, that even though we commemorate martyrs who were put to death, even though they might have been lost in their bodies for a while, they are ground wheat to become part of the bread of life. And St. Paul says, and we read this on Holy Friday, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump, and that you and I were going to be a new lump, a new part of the dough, to have Christ being the leaven that makes everybody rise to the resurrection of life. And this being done on a Saturday also reminds us that Saturday is the day that the Lord rests over his creation, and then in the tomb, a way that gives all of us hope to this new life, this new leaven that is going to raise us all. He, of course, restores the man's hand, which had been withered. And all of us are reminded not to become a member of the body that withers, not to become a member of the body of Christ that is not bearing fruit, is not living. And so Christ restores this hand, showing us that each one of us, being members of the body of Christ, will be restored. And that's what we get ready for every day of our lives, to become the wheat of God, to be ground up. And as difficult as it is to imagine, you know, what would it be like if someone put me in that position of having to either renounce God or to suffer? We know, and we heard this on Monday evening, not to make plans for that. Not to say, here's what I would do. Because then we made it about ourselves. The Holy Spirit gives us, Christ says, I will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your enemies will be able to withstand or contradict. But you and I cannot make plans for that because it doesn't work. What happened when Peter made plans? He declares, I will die for you. I'm ready to go. And he wasn't. And he denied Christ not once, not twice, but three whole times. So we cannot make plans because then we'll be prideful. But we do have to unite ourselves to Christ, who heals not only the hand, but the whole body. And he heals all of us, and he gives life to everybody who wait for him. So the intercessions of Saint Theodore, who endured great torments, and still many, many centuries later, we still commemorate as one who has defeated and has won because he was united to Christ, someone who was offered as a sweet bread to the Holy Trinity. This is something that we are reminded of in various ways, and may the Lord, who strengthened the holy and great martyr, strengthen all of our hearts and help us to keep enduring, to keep the faith, and to know that that the Word of God is not chained, and that he has destroyed death by death. May God be with all of us through the intercessions of the Saint Theodore, and bless us always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.